Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
What's good, PB?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I thought today we would have fun with words.
All right, I like that. Sounds fun.
Yeah. Just want to talk about sort of the power of words that we use and sometimes abuse. So let's get right to it. Some years ago, I was running a summer camp and wanted to repackage it, make it sound cooler than it was. So I decided to call it Summer Conference.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Summer Conference?
Summer Conference, yeah. And I thought it was a great idea and a new brand, new package, you know. But the thing is, when people asked, what's that? We would have to describe it by saying, well, you know, summer camp. That it was called before.
Right.
You know?
Right.
The thing that it really was. I mean, like the honest, basic element, if you really boiled it down, what were we doing? We were doing summer camp. And even though I tried to kind of repackage, rebrand, call it something different, we ended up having to describe it, you know, put in parentheses, in brackets, whatever. This is summer camp. So, you know, I think churches and pastors and leaders do this a lot. It reminds me a little bit of, you know, the story about the boy who cried wolf.
Right, yeah.
And I guess that story goes he did it a few too many times and there was no wolf and people stopped listening to him.
Right.
And when a wolf actually appeared, I think he didn't get any attention.
Nobody cared, yeah.
Yeah, right. So maybe we do this the opposite way. Like we sometimes pump stuff up and we use words that whatever we're talking about doesn't really deserve. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, we're the hype masters.
Yeah, right. Overselling. If we do that too much, do people just ignore us and go, okay, that's great. It's the most powerful, most amazing, you know, wonderful thing ever. Again.
Yep.
And again and again. So I think we overuse words like amazing, awesome. I think that's a total
that is a church word.
Yeah. If somebody says awesome, I'm pretty much sure that they go to church, right? I'm in awe, you know, describing something. I was just in awe. I'm without words.
Would you just stop me if I ever say that one, by the way?
I'll slap you.
Yeah.
The one that really cracks me up is I'm without words. The fact that you said it proves that that's not true.
You're lying.
That's right. Incredible. I'm floored. I was stunned. And then there's these ones that are sort of negative, but used in a positive way. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm broken, destroyed, wrecked.
Yeah, this one wrecked me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those ones really crack me up. Right. It's powerful, life-changing. And one I'm guilty of all the time is when I'm writing a list describing what's going to happen at an event, I feel like I always have to put on the end of it, and more.
Every good youth pastor knows when you're making your camp brochure or conference brochure that you need to put and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know I'm poking fun at this a little bit, but I guess I just want to say words are important. And there are times when I make a real careful decision about words and the choice of words. For instance, here at our church, I want the auditorium to be called the auditorium. And some have called it the sanctuary, which is a word that kind of is only applicable in the church world, you know, like someone, I don't know, it's just one of those words that like maybe requires more description. Auditorium, people know what an auditorium is. They're all over the place. But there's something about sanctuary that I just felt like it has this connotation of holy and, you know, don't bring in your coffee and you better be quiet and things like that. And the reality is we do multiple events in there all week long.
No, what you're saying is true. An unchurched person, and you say it's in the sanctuary, they're going to say to you, wait, what is the sanctuary?
Yeah.
And you would say, like with your conference, you'd say, oh, it's the big auditorium over there.
It's where we meet, the auditorium. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, I've carefully chosen that and tried to enforce that with our team, our leaders and staff and everything. So I'm all about carefully choosing words. But I guess what I'm driving at is let's get to the basic element. Let's be honest about it. Let's boil it down to the core and talk about that. I think Fairwood also had called the lobby the gathering center.
Yep.
Yeah. And that one's confusing because is that the auditorium? You know, like, what is that? I was at a church one time that they called their lobby the narthex. I don't even know. Yeah, I'm dead serious. Narthex. I don't even know what that word is.
That sounds like a dark Dr. Seuss character to me.
Right.
I'll tell you this. My daughter, Andrea, 5 years old, recently caught herself. I think I told you this.
That's funny.
But she caught herself and she said, Dad, they're meeting in the sanctuary. Ooh. I mean the auditorium. So it's working.
Yeah.
She's getting it.
Right. So here's the point. Let's be honest. Get to the basic element. And if you end up using another word to describe or define the word that you've been using, maybe you should just use the descriptor. And let's not do the opposite of crying wolf. Let's not pump up, oversell, exaggerate stuff so much that people stop listening to us. That's it. Fun with words.
I think this has been the greatest podcast ever.
It's fun.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.